Notable projects looking down the barrel of receivership are not new to Vancouver's development industry, but recent activity may well be a canary in the coal mine, according to researcher Andy Yan. Given where we are in an interest rate environment that we haven't seen in 20 years, is it a blip or view into the future? Said Yan, who serves as the director of Simon Fraser University's City Program. I'm not sure. While he may not know the definitive answer, Yan said that the current environment of uncertainty when it comes to financing a project and rising municipal fees, taxes and levies beg bigger questions around whether this is a one-off or larger systemic problem. What was planned as a 55-story strata condominium tower next to a 15-story tower in Vancouver's West End, has been placed under receivership with the property owners of 1045 Harrow Street initially owing $82.2 million in principal and interest to BMO, the bulk of a $95 million loan, according to court documents. Justice Shelley Fitzpatrick appointed Deloitte Restructuring Inc. as the receiver and manager of the property. A document published by Deloitte on January 22 shows that the extent of the debt could be at least $169.2 million. It's certainly a very visible project. It's one that is around urban redevelopment and in a part of the city that is, one might say, vibrant, said Yan. Harlow Holdings Limited is listed as the registered owner of the land with Harrow Thurlow Street Project Limited Partnership, HTLP, the beneficial owner, formed in 2018 for the purpose of purchasing the property located on Harrow and Thurlow Streets. Forsade Harrow Holdings Limited, 11,044,227 BC Limited and TerraPoint Developments Limited are listed as shareholders in HTLP and are listed in Deloitte documents as being owed a combined $86.8 million. The site's value is currently assessed at $98 million and is home to a seven-story building constructed in 1980, according to BC Assessment. The site will be placed on the market after February 24. Yan said it will be interesting to see how the site is absorbed by other developers. Intracorp Homes served as the development manager on the project and is not subject to the receivership application. C.L. Wilson at glacermedia.ca